You are listening to The Alex Way.
Hello, everybody. This is Alex Moraes, your good friend from Honduras and co-founder of MolaLeadership.com. And I'm in a table at a cafeteria that has a beautiful view from Lindenwood University, my college campus here in St. Charles, Missouri. Today, as I was talking to two of my best friends on campus, my international buddies, a German and a Colombian gentleman, we were discussing about
entrepreneurship, having an entrepreneurial mindset.
Thank you. Having an entrepreneurial mindset. And I think the main topic of this conversation was perseverance, right? Persevere with your ideas, persevere with what you want in life, with job opportunities, with what happens with life after college. So here I'm in front with of two senior students, okay? One of them is a marketing major, Alejandro from Colombia, and he's working in an Ameristar hotel. And then the other one is a great friend of mine from Germany, Benjamin Bethke. He has his blog, and his blog is benjaminbethke.com. There you go. You should visit that blog. And he is an ambassador from student or well, semester at sea. That's an program. It's kind of a college campus in the sea across the Atlantic, in which you can visit either 13 to 16 countries. Anyway, let's start this discussion, gentlemen. What makes up an entrepreneurial mindset? This is Benjamin Bethke.
So it's all about perception, where some people see problems, other people see opportunities. So which example did we talk about earlier? Or we talked about the hangers, right? Well, you can talk about that maybe, but that's what we talked about, cafeteria food. It's not the best cafeteria in the world. I think everybody would agree on that, but it's what you make of it, right? So you take a few ingredients that you have and mix them up a little bit, add a few twists here and there and tweak it a little bit, and hey, you can make something pretty good with it. So it's not just about what you get, it's what you make of it. That's what it's about. So some people are complaining, other people just get creative and make their own creations.
Share your recipe. Everybody's complaining about the milk and not being good. What do you do to fix that problem?
Well, one of my solution. That's right. One of my secret recipes is Ben's special milk, la leche especial. I don't know.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
And it consists of 2/3 of regular 2% milk, 1/3 chocolate milk, and another third is comprised of vanilla, soy milk. That's right, vanilla soy milk, and it makes for one hell of a delicious milk, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah.
So it's really good, and I only have it probably every other day, so I don't get too used to it.
That's right.
So
that's
it's cool. Still special, right? Yeah.
That is right.
So that's one of the things I'll miss, and I also like my salad. I like to mix it up a little bit with my salad. Lots of cottage cheese and some tuna and other healthy ingredients. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
It's interesting to see how an entrepreneurial mindset grows. It's a progression from a microenvironment and taken into a macroenvironment and then overseas, just like Benjamin has done. Here he started in the cafeteria and then he has make a progression towards huge and amazing projects, such as his work as a journalism on campus, and then his work as an international ambassador for a semester at sea, going to 13 countries, different countries, from South Asia all the way to Africa, and finalizing his voyage in Europe, impacting more than I don't know how many lives, because how many students we find in semester at sea?
I think because I told people, two people just finished their voyage, which was the same itinerary as my voyage. So two people just finished that, and it was because me and other people, not just me, talked to them and told them how amazing semester at sea was, and they signed up, they got accepted, and they did it. And then we're also in touch with other people who want to do it, who are going to do it this fall and next spring. So we're constantly inspiring other people and to kind of have not the same experience, but hopefully very similar similar positive experience, because it's really life changing. It doesn't, you don't come back, you come back changed, and that's the whole purpose of it. You don't want to come back unchanged.
And so he impacted these people's lives in the voyage, and this voyage is going to go back to their 13 countries of origin, impacting millions of other people from different ethnicities. So now we're going to go into deep here with the next step towards an entrepreneurial mindset, and that's going into the step of perseverance and being persistent and constant and fighting for that you want the most. And I have my friend Alejandro from Colombia, who is an example with his job now as customer service in Ameristar Hotel. What happened there? They didn't hire you at first, and then you got the job. What happened?
Well, Alex, as you said before, perseverance is everything in this life. I was looking for a job for approximately about 6 months, and I didn't get anything. I started with an interview. I thought I did pretty well, but they never called me. And I was kind of mad, you know? I was like, they didn't hire me, but I was like, wait a second. If they see your motivation, if they see that you really want the job and you persevere and you keep doing it, no matter how much long, and even if you retain that person, at least what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, I don't call me anymore, that's it, go. But the perseverance is what gave me this job. 7 months, I kept talking, called them, they already knew me by name, until one day they saw the motivation that I have to pursue that position, that job. And what happened, they gave me the job, I'm working there now, it's fun, I loved it. But the most interesting thing, and something that people should have in their minds, is the perseverance. That if you pursue what you want, any dreams, anything, no matter what people say if it's impossible, if people take you down, just do it, keep doing it, no matter what. Just believe in yourself, and that's what it counts, you know? So I would encourage everyone to persevere in what they love.
Right on, man. Well said. So I couldn't agree more. After all, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. So if you never put yourself out there, if you don't try, then you're setting yourself up for failure. It's automatic. And it's not just that perseverance will get you what you want. It's actually proven that grit is the single biggest predictor of success. So there have been studies, psychological studies, that actually prove that having this mindset, that just working hard enough and working long enough, having the stamina, not treating your life or his project as a sprint but as a marathon, if you have that mindset, it will pay off. It's actually the single biggest predictor of success, having grit. So yeah, and then you kind of need to figure out how to instill grit in people. That's another thing. So science and psychology is not that far when it comes to determining exactly what it is that instills grit in us, but being gritty in itself, that can go a really long way. So maybe we need to be a little grittier about being grittier.
Thank you so much to my two good buddies. I personally wish them the best in their future, in their bright future. I know that they have everything, the potential to succeed in whatever they want to accomplish. And pertaining you, listener, whomever it is, you international student, college student, youth at risk, or youngster, don't matter what happens, have an entrepreneurial mindset, try to see things differently. If you tend to see problems, try to find a solution. And also, if you got a no for an answer and you really want to accomplish that thing so badly, keep on persevering. Remember, today is not an end, but it's just the beginning of something new. My name is Alex, and before I say bye, I just want you to remember, you can always go to Benjamin Bathke, Benjamin, BATHKE.com, and visit that interesting blog of a professional New York Times journalist, and then MolaLeadership.com. See ya soon. Ciao.
You've been listening to The Alex Way. Visit www.molaleadership.com. We're all over the internet. Follow us at Mola Leadership on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn.